The Oklahoma Senate adopted on Wednesday a four-page resolution commemorating the centennial of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. Senate Resolution 24 was introduced by Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat.
I think it's an important truth that we as Oklahoma leaders need to acknowledge and teach so we don't repeat history.
The resolution also applauds the Race Massacre Centennial Commission for demonstrating unity and encourages Oklahomans to visit the Greenwood District. Oklahoma City Democratic Senator George Young was critical of the resolution, however, saying it is very different from an 8-page version offered in the House by the Legislative Black Caucus, which he is a member of.
The 1997 Tulsa Race Riot Commission did a 200-page report that I think accurately looks at a lot of the things that happened that were missing in this particular document.
House Concurrent Resolution 1012 cites the Race Riot Commission's recommendation of reparations for survivors and their descendants through direct payments, a scholarship fund, economic development assistance, and a memorial. It also goes into details about events leading to the attack on Greenwood and notes it was termed a riot, so insurers did not have to pay claims. Young, the only member to debate on the Senate resolution, also criticized the chamber's leaders for bringing up the resolution after silence on racist incidents.
Newkirk, Oklahoma, Norman, Oklahoma, and even Edmond, Oklahoma. We've had events that the leadership of this body has not addressed for us, to us, and has not put out anything. And now we're going to try and say that we support the events that are going on in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Ku Klux Klan flyers were distributed in Newkirk early this year while a basketball announcer directed a racial slur at the Norman High girls team, and a teacher told an Edmond seventh grader his Black King t-shirt was racist. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.